Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-Eleven,
It's about that time. Tonight. Somebody say tonight. Tonight. We have gathered together here in the temple.
Bread
here
from
at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship.
You're getting ready for worship.
Tonight to worship, not to record.
Death.
We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the holy of holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. The Bible, as Jesus taught in the Bible, he's teaching the disciples how to pray. And he says, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. See, when you understand that the kingdom of God is within you, you can speak that thing as though it is. Because it's your faith. Faith is the substance of being hopeful. And evidence of things not, perhaps you have not been put in God the way you thought you were supposed to pursue God. But pursuing God is like a relationship with a significant other. It's spending time communicating, sharing your intimate moments of thoughts and cares. See, we can cast all of our cares into God, for he cares for us. He's just waiting for us to get into it. So today, we're just going to share with you what it means to give thanks. And we're going to just share how giving thanks will make a difference throughout your life, because giving thanks is praise, and praise is part of your worship. Praise is part of your intimacy. Even in times of discouragement, in your times of questioning, what if, should have, could have, back in the
when I can't see, I listen close to his voice. As he whispers, I rejoice. I need him. I need to know him. His word is heaven in my heart. Blackness falls. I recognize my Father's call. He gives me exact instructions. His word is hidden in my heart. Into his arms and always keeps me safe from harm. Abba Father, Abba Father. When I can't see, I listen close to his voice. As he whispers, I rejoice. It's overwhelming, the rush of peace I feel. My name is written by his hand. I listen close to his voice. As he whispers, I rejoice. Ooh, I need him. I need to know him. In the deepest dark,
even as your soul prosper. So today I admonish you to take everything to God in prayer and give him thanks. Why? There's a benefit in giving God thanks. Yes.
In giving God is your prayer. And I'm ready to God. God has praise you. It's like a sweet smelling fragrance before his master. Giving praise is a life-changing experience. Giving praise to Abba which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Express our sincerity to honoring and awesome. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-19 says, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks. Why? Because for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The Bible says, do not quench the spirit. See, when we give thanks, the Bible says, in everything, this is the will of God. Thanksgiving is not a day that we come together, sit down, turkey, greens, and cornbread. But giving thanks is much more. It's the heart of thanksgiving. And today, we ought to examine our hearts. Because if we really, truly want to get intimate with God and know the Father as being the supplier of everything, because he says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And if we cast all of our care upon him, he will provide. Because he is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. So it's important all year long, every day, we have this 6-5 day, give thanks for this is the will of God. I just want to encourage you today that God's love. He loves us. When we wake up, we ought to enter in the courts for thanksgiving. His gates will close because it is his will. So, my beloved, if you're going through physically or mentally or spiritually, it's a dinner for us daily to give God. So, giving God is one of the best things that we can do. And how we can do it? We can do it through worship, through praise, through having faith, living hope, and giving as a living sacrifice. So, the next now, And if you'd like to give us a call, you can call us 717-657-383-0957 or 877-497-1701. Also, you can call 717-379-1503.
Lift your worship now.
gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
You can go there.
burdens lifted for you, sins forgiven for you, love defined, tried and true, in command. Scars and stripes healed for you, painful memories too, washed away with the wave on the sand. Wiped away with the nail-scarred hand. There's much more.
Father, love is your son, children. And today, we want to extend to you the opportunity to give thanks. To give thanks. God's will be done in our life. It's just
five better work.
Thanks. You can say, thank God it's Friday. Why not say, thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy, for giving me this day.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy, for keeping your angels of protection all around me.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy,
for giving me
the strength and the will to get out of here.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
For starting a new day.
A new day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
For
sending your son
on the cross.
On the cross.
To die.
To die.
For me.
For me. That I might have life. Life more abundant. Thank you, Daddy.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I need 1,000 to hook up with me to give God the praise. The Bible says, one, give 1,000. Chase 1,000. Two, chase 10,000. See, our battle is not flesh and blood. Our battle is spiritual weakness. And I praise it. When we need to wake up in the morning, praise the Lord with a pure heart, with a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, God, what a change. What a transformation. Oh, God, it's all in the prayer and in the word. So can I get 1,000 just to call that day? I'm going to praise the Lord for his glory. See, and put my smile on God's face as it is when his children, his sons and daughters can come together in unity of praise.
Here's my worship. Come on, sing. Take joy. That's good. Make it your dwelling place. Wanna put a smile on your face. I breathe in my heart. That's good. People of God say, I breathe in my life. And I love this part. The part it just says, so here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Hold on, I'm about to say. Come on. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord. You got to raise it a little louder now. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before I'm saying.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
Oh,
here's my worship smile.
Give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before him. Say, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
This time we're going to shout it out. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship,
hey,
smile.
Dwell here. You live here.
Like you.
You won't let me down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall. So I give it to you. You won't let me down. You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall. So I give it to you. So you won't let me down.
You won't let me down.
You won't break my heart.
You won't break my heart.
You won't let me fall.
You won't let me
so
fall.
I give it to you.
Stupidity. Because you have an art with your brother and sister, You rather love the blessing. Chuck, you're stuck on Chuck because guess what? Your blessing is the bless. When you bless someone, that blessing is to bless you. Oh, God, you don't know even where the blessing is going to come from, but I know it's going to come from God. But see, God needs people. God needs bodies to release the blessing. Oh, you got to come to my seminar. Oh, God. For the last 5 years, it's been divine, isn't it? As I travel from the highways and byways, get back to Harrisburg, I find my sisters and brothers, you didn't get it. You're still stuck on Chuck. I thank my sister Beverly for that terminology. Stuck on Chuck. See, when you're in love with this, that's us, I get a revelation. When you're in love, you can't see nothing. You can't even hear. It's just stuck on Chuck. You need to get stuck on Jesus today, my beloved. Because you're too fat. And I'm not trying to insult nobody. You're too fat on the word and can't see nothing beyond that. You need to release and let go and let the Spirit lead you. Because the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So who's your father? Who's your papa?
Oh, God. My dad passed away about
3 years ago. He wasn't always in my life, but I knew that he was my biological father. When I was 18, God revealed who he is as my spiritual father. Some of you got spiritual fathers that are speaking in your life. And they ain't even got it because they don't know how to worship the Father with a because they hadn't had personal experience. And I'm not trying to judge. I'm not judging. No. I'm just trying to share enlightenment. If you ain't got it, don't get stuck. Don't let pride. Don't be proud, too proud to say I ain't got it. Because see, there are some souls that are in the balance, just because you think you have arrived. Oh, Shabbat. Just give them what is required. Oh, God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice. And I'm going to be glad. Because, see, today I've been set free. Yes, I have. No longer in bondage. No longer bound. I've been sound mind. Got peace that surpasses all understanding. I have joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And this is why I can rejoice and be glad. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. So what time is it? What day is it? This is Good Friday. This is a day that the Lord has made. And I shall get back. Because
I'm not afraid to 529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
to you women that are in leadership. You're calling yourselves apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I say this boldly. Because, see, they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. There are many members in the body of Christ. Many members. But there's only one body. That body is the body of Christ. All coming together on one accord, one in the Spirit. So I invite you to come the second Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m. to the gathering. At 10 a.m. with Prophetess Alexandra Jones of Believer's Tabernacle of Faith out of York, Pennsylvania. Then at 7 o'clock will be with the Reverend Linda Thompson at the Goodwin Baptist Church off of 3rd Street in Harrisburg. If you want more information, give me a call at 717-379-1503. Prayer changes things. And just like thanks, giving thanks, it means a lot. In my traveling as I was in North Carolina, I ran into a pastor who said to me, everything means something. She would be very adamant because she was concerned if I knew the times of God, if I knew that God was in the midst of everything, she would say, that's everything means something. And you gotta get it. It's not all that deep. And I'm not that deep. I don't got it. You didn't get it. So please, could you just make it a little simpler so I can get it? Because I don't want to miss God. Yeah. Oh, she was saying, God, just seek God about everything. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, we seek a lot of things, but we're not seeking the righteousness of God. We're not seeking God's opinion. We're not seeking God about everything. So we miss. And we get stuck on Chuck. I love you, my sister Beth. Always. I don't know where she got that revelation. She always said, don't get stuck on Chuck. So perhaps you're stuck on Chuck today. And you still don't even want to give God praise after all that was said today. And I've been given the word, and many of you don't even understand it's the word. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And you want to, just because you, it ain't from the right person, from the right mouth, and you think it's right. It's not the right resource. You're missing it, babe. Yeah, you're missing it, boo-boo. Yes, you are. I just want to set you free because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. To set the captive free. If you don't have joy, if you don't have peace, if you don't, above all, if you don't have love, you're stuck on Chuck. Yes, you are. It's time to set free. Joy. You're stuck on Chuck. You're set free. This is the day.
My soul has escaped the snare of the fowler. I rise up on eagle wings for the great unknown. The cares of this weary life are now far behind me. I'm up above the shaft. I know where I belong, and I'm living now. About this truth I know, how Jesus died to save me, and he gave me peace of mind. Mercy now surrounds me, and I'm drafted in the vine, and I'm living now.
About everything. We need to pray.
He never
said that will be done.
He's a love
on earth
that'll never mention.
Give us this day our daily bread.
How many
to give us our transgressions? As we forgive those that transgress against
you, me.
We need to ask God to lead us, not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Can I get somebody to agree with me?
My beloved.
We're all a part of God.
It's better than
that
you say.
Not some of your needs.
Children.
Every last one of them. And they're going to be. Oh, you're important to the Lord. Without you, I wouldn't have a ministry. You're the reason why I'm here. My God.
On a Friday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Morning.
of a smile. You ought to take the time to pray,
we as believers love our neighbors as such. We have fulfilled the royal law of love. That is our purpose as believers, to love God is love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. Why? Because of love. Love is unconditional. Love does not continue vaguely of thoughts. Love is not stuck on you. Love is happy. Love is from above. So, Without Jesus, we can do nothing. As the psalmist says, only what you do for Christ shall last. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. As we close.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom, my beloved. The last hour, so you've been listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-11. On www.blogtalkradio. So we pray that this Friday, the last Friday of February, be a blessing. Because without God, we can do nothing. With God, we can do all things with Christ, who strengthens us. So seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
We'll be back. If you're not familiar, Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Anybody come to lift up Jesus tonight? Anybody come to lift up the name of the Lord? Why don't you just make some noise and give him all the glory? We come to lift up his name. Come on. Put those hands together all over this sanctuary. Come on, let's give him some praise tonight.